AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on all the counts.
We, the jury, find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty.
Rittenhouse claimed self-defense in the deadly shootings that became a flashpoint in the nation's debate over guns and racial injustice. Three people were shot in the parking lot today of a high school in Aurora, Colorado. The school is in lockdown. Also from Aurora, the city agreed to pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit by the parents of Elijah McClain, a black man who died after police stopped him on the street and put him in a neck hold 2 years ago. The government has moved to allow coronavirus booster shots for all adults. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The FDA says anyone 18 and over can pick either a Pfizer or Moderna booster 6 months after their last dose. About a dozen states were already offering the shots on their own. Amid complaints, the federal regulations on who could get them were too confusing.
We heard loud and clear that people needed something simpler. And this, I think, is simple.
Hours after FDA vaccine chief Peter Marks talked to the AP, CDC advisors like Dr. Camille Nelson-Cotton agreed.
So that all Americans can understand the vaccines that are recommended for them at this time.
The CDC advisors went even further, stressing people 50 and over should get a booster. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Presidential power was briefly transferred today to Vice President Kamala Harris. President Biden had a colonoscopy.
I feel great. Nothing's changed. We're in great shape. And so I'm looking forward to celebrating my 58th birthday.
The president's 79th birthday is tomorrow. Earlier in the House.
We have made our statement today. We have stood the test.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, after passage of a social and environment bill, changes are expected in the Senate. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 268 points. This is AP News. Austrian Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg says the country will go into lockdown to try to stop a new wave of coronavirus cases.
Schallenberg says the lockdown will start on Monday and initially last for 10 days. Students will have to go back into homeschooling, restaurants will close, and cultural events cancelled. Public broadcaster ORF reports that starting on February 1, the country will also make vaccinations mandatory. According to ORF, Chancellor Schallenberg says, "We do not want a fifth wave." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's foreign ministry stuck to its line. It wasn't aware of the controversy surrounding tennis professional Peng Shuai, who disappeared after accusing a former top official of sexually assaulting her. Peng wrote in a lengthy social media post she was forced to have sex 3 years ago with Zhang Gaoli in his home, despite repeated refusals. The post was quickly deleted. Ed Donahue, AP News.